So glad to spend some time with you once again, and we're so glad to see the rain.
Delighted to see both you and the rain, John.
And we're talking about propagation today, and I know it's basically making a baby plant from a parent plant.
Yes, plant parenthood. Today we're going to do a specific part of plant propagation. We're going to do stem cuttings. I have a bay tree that I need to remove one branch, and I figured we may as well take the cuttings from there.
So I guess we need to grab, some shears and head out in the garden.
This is bay leaf for cooking. The ancient Greeks and Romans used to crown their scholars with crowns of bay. They have berries, and those berries are berries of laurel, or bacalaureate. Bacalaureate is where that word comes from.
Just in time for graduation season.
It's all very wisdom-oriented.
Now, when it comes to gathering cuttings for propagation, you just can't cut willy-nilly, I assume. There are specific places from where you should cut.
There's two considerations, John. One is the plant that remains and how you want it to look, and the second is the cutting itself. We're going to concentrate on exactly where to cut it, right above the node or where the leaves come out, and that is where the roots will come out. So, see this very tall branch that's coming out from about knee high, and it's going all the way up, and it's competing with the central leader of the plant. I want to cut this. This cutting is about 18 inches long, and that's too long, and we're going to divide this into three when we get over to our rooting bed.
So in propagation, you can use more than just the very end of a stem of growth.
Absolutely, and these lower cuttings, each one's going to be about 6 inches. They are much tougher. They are less likely to wilt. Well, now let's go in the workshop where it's not raining. Well, the first thing we're going to do is make a rooting bed. There are different substrates that cuttings can root in. People can root cuttings in pure sand or potting mix. Lots of people love to mix peat moss and sand together, half and half. But I have a special combination of three materials, equal parts by volume. Moss that has been ground up. This is called sphagnum.
It almost looks like sawdust.
It does look like sawdust. The second material is this light brown vermiculite, which is an expanded mica from volcanoes. And this is white perlite, and it is also a volcanic product.
This reminds me of getting dry ingredients together for baking.
Yes, a cake. Okay, so let's mix this together.
Okay.
So John, could you pass me this styrofoam box?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have used this before. You can tell it's stained and it's kind of beat up, but I did scrub it out with bleach water.
And you are filling this all the way to the top, really.
Yes, I'm pushing it down a little bit with my fingers and hands, and we're going to water it. Let's dampen this really thoroughly. Okay, so here is our bay leaf. So we're going to recut about a 6-inch cutting, the stem right below a leaf node. See, there used to be a leaf there. And I'm going to cut it right above a node because that's where my branch will come out.
It really does smell like, smells like cooking.
Okay, so now on the bottom half of the cutting, we get rid of all the leaves. And if you think the leaves are too big, you can cut them in half crosswise.
Now, this looks somewhat savage. It's like giving the plant a severe haircut.
You want to do everything to prevent the cutting from wilting. So now we have a cutting, and we've removed the bottom half of the leaves. We've trimmed back the top half of the leaves. And do you want to stick this in? It in about to the halfway.
Have I put this deep enough in the soil?
Yeah, it's perfect. You don't have it in the sun, though. That's something I also want to point out. They need to be in pretty deep shade because they will wilt. You know, we're doing everything to prevent wilting.
So what is the basic timeline from when you first put it in the mixture until it's ready for planting?
What happens next to the cuttings we stuck is root buds will start to form. The speed of root formation depends on the type of plant. Those bay tree cuttings, we're going to have to keep those alive a long time while they make up their mind to root. Depending on the temperature, the ambient temperature outside, they will root faster or slower. Free plants. Plants for free.